LA-based neo-folk singer-songwriter Alicia Blue is one we deem to watch. She's released an EP, a full-length album, and a brand new single earning considerable buzz. Her 2019 Magma release was scooped up by Starbucks to be included on their acoustic playlist on Spotify, which almost immediately made her a player in the LA songwriter scene. She stopped by the Life Minute Studios recently to play it for us.
This is for anyone that's a millennial, and if you're not, that you just feel misunderstood, it's for you too. I just kind of got tired of the generation of me saying that, you know, we're narcissistic and glued to our phones, which of course is part of the change, but I think we've done a lot of really cool things. So I wanted to just wrap up a little gift for my generation. Ain't got nobody left to please, so I think I'll put my visions on the table. Oh, the sky is on fire with ecstasy.
Her sound reminiscent of the 70s folk rock scene like Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, James Taylor, but she's got her own fresh stamp, creating a unique yet familiar style. And her latest single, Blackbird, even though it tackles some dour subject matter, is essentially a song of eternal hope, as is all of the poet's music.
Planet in the dead of night, growing crooked from no light, your simple sin.
2021 is still young, as is this ambitious artist with even more music up her sleeve. Collabs with Lincoln Parrish from Cage the Elephant and Sadler Vaden from Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, to name a few. We can't wait to see more from this rising star. To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.